The International Monetary Fund has been slammed by its own watchdog for failing to predict the global financial crisis. The fund's independent evaluation office says the IMF provided few clear warnings about the risk of the GFC, instead sending a message of continued optimism, and it ignored a 2005 warning from its chief economist. Here's finance reporter Sue Lannan.
Regulators, governments, companies and consumers have all been blamed for the global financial crisis. The International Monetary Fund didn't call the Great Recession caused by the GFC until early 2009. Now, the fund's independent watchdog says the IMF failed to see the crisis coming. It says the IMF operated in silos and groupthink was prevalent. The fund, charged with monitoring the world's economies, ignored the warnings of its chief economist back in 2005. Raghuram Rajan warned that the new financial products being created, low interest rates and less regulation, could leave the world more exposed to financial sector turmoil. He cautioned, "We should be prepared for the low probability but highly costly downturn." Farah Bosmashirian is a professor of finance at the University of New South Wales.
The IMF has relied too much on the data and analysis of the US authorities rather than its own advisors and economists. They followed Ben Bernanke's line of argument rather than their own advisors.
The report said that the IMF endorsed policies and financial practices that were seen as fostering rapid innovation and growth. So is that a fair criticism?
Yes, because the whole policy of IMF prior to global financial crisis was to liberalize the market, particularly in emerging economies, and so they couldn't offer any prescription which was contrary to what they advised to their members in the past.
Now, the managing director of the IMF, Dominic Strauss-Kahn, has welcomed the report. He says he broadly endorses the findings. Has the IMF gone far enough in trying to address some of those problems?
Like any other organization, the IMF has learned its lesson, and now they are going to operate in such a way that they can provide early warnings to national authorities and detect, in a sense, the coming of financial crisis prior to, if you like, getting too late.
Can we trust the IMF?
Well, we can trust IMF to the extent that the data and information that they are providing is reliable. In other words, they are relying on national regulators to provide them adequate and also accurate data.
Isn't that the problem, though?
Well, they have to rely on national regulators to provide them data, but what they do with the data that they obtain is also an important issue.
Professor of Finance at the University of New South Wales, Farah Bosmashirian, talking there to Sue Lannan.